Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Okay.
On July 15th.
Our Do Not Fear scripture of the day is Judges 6:23. Judges 6:23 says, "But the Lord said to him, 'Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die.'"
Wow.
That'd probably be words to hear at the right time, wouldn't it? Okay.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 reasons you are somebody.
Yes, you are.
Way too many believers were raised in an environment where they were constantly told, either directly or indirectly, that they would never amount to anything.
Mm.
Some believers even endure a marital relationship where they're demeaned and undervalued as a person and as a child of God. Even more people just grow up not realizing that God has ordained them to be blessed and excel at everything they do.
That's right.
Unfortunately, too many times, our self-evaluation of who we are is determined by external factors based on inaccurate information. Who we are should never be determined by any basis other than the Word of God.
Amen.
Let us share with you 7 reasons why you are somebody.
That's right. Number one, you are the child of the Most High God. And listen to me. You wouldn't be born if he didn't want you born. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all of the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.'" The Message Bible translation says this: "God spoke, 'Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature.'" That goes way back to Genesis, and I could go back 20 years where it used to say, "Who's your daddy?" And we know the answer. Who's your daddy? It's the Lord God Almighty. You were created by the Master of the Universe, the Living Translation of Genesis 1:26. "Then God said, 'Let us make a man, someone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon earth, and in the skies and in the seas.'"
Number two, your attitude of who you are should be continually changing for the better. It's important that your attitude be changing from what others think of you to what God thinks of you.
Amen. And every day.
Ephesians 4:23-24, Classic Amplified Bible. "And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike in true righteousness and holiness. You are a work in progress, continually evolving into what God wants you to be." When God looks at you, he doesn't see limitation or hesitation. When God looks at you, he sees the potential for creativity that he's placed within you. He sees opportunities and possibilities. Ephesians 4:23, this time in the Living Bible, says, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better."
Amen.
And of course, we love Romans 12:2.
Yes, we do.
And which in the New Living Translation says in part, "That God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think."
Wow, that's so good. Number three, you are enrolled in a continuing education program because of who you are in Christ. How's that for making it real? Some people feel like once they've reached their high school or college, gotten their, you know, received high school or college diploma or master's degree or even doctorate, ooh, they've arrived. Because through studying in the natural world, you know, they've got what it takes. And you know as well as we do, nothing could be further from the truth.
It's true.
Life is a journey of wisdom, and every day we're adding line upon line, precept upon precept. Every day we should be striving, looking for, and learning something that we didn't know yesterday. So let us quickly point out this something you are learning every day is not the latest scores on ESPN, by the way, for all you guys, or not the, you know, anyway, I don't know. I'm not going to pick on the ladies today. Maybe watching a soap or a celebrity show. Good grief. Okay. Your continuing education should be focused on what will improve the quality of your life while furthering, you know, further fulfilling the destiny that God has called you in the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus changed the whole attitude, truthfully, about women, because women were pretty nondescript in the olden days. Colossians 3:10 Classic Amplified says, "And have clothed yourself with a new spiritual self, which is ever in the process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge upon knowledge, after the image, the likeness of him who created it." We really like the Living Bible translation of Colossians 3:10. It says, you are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right, trying to constantly be more and more like Christ, who created this new life within you.
That's good. Number four, you are somebody because of him and not anything or anyone else. You're somebody because of who you are in him, not because of what you drive, where you live, where you work, or anything else. Colossians 3:11 Living Bible. In this new life, one's nationality, race, or education, or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ in what matters, he is equally available to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So scripture says in Acts 17:28, we're his offspring, his children. That verse says, "For in him we live and move and have our being."
Amen.
As certain also of your own poets have said, we are also his offspring.
Number five, you are somebody because he brings out the best in you.
Glory.
That's what he's after. Glory to glory.
Yes, right. It is, baby.
Romans 12:2, the Message Bible. We just read it in, I believe, the Living Bible. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Oh, we need to read this every day. Instead, fix your attention on God.
Yes.
You'll be changed from the inside out.
Yes.
Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Wow. You know, it has been said, change is a door that can only be opened from the inside. We're going to change inside before we change outside. Romans 12:1 in the Message Bible says it this way. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, remember, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Hallelujah. God is going to bring the best out of you, Harold Hearing. Hallelujah.
And we Amen. Rejoice in that.
That's right. And everyone listening to the sound of our voice.
That's true. Six, you're somebody.
Yes.
With a special assignment. You have a specific purpose, and God has a plan for your life. It's critically important that you discover what God has called you to do and be about his business. Romans 12:6, Living Bible. God has given each of us to do the ability to do certain things well. That's a great verse to personalize. God has given the sender the ability to do certain things well.
That's right.
Romans 15:14, Message Bible. Personally, I've been completely satisfied with who you are and what you're doing. You seem to me to be well-motivated and well-instructed, quite capable of guiding and advising one another. So, my dear friends, don't take my rather bold and blunt language as criticism. It is not criticism. I'm simply underlining how very much I need your help in carrying out this highly focused assignment that God gave me.
Wow. Number 7, you are somebody because you have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16, 2:16 Classic Amplified says, "For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we," hallelujah, "have the mind of Christ," yes, "the Messiah, and do thanks, hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart."
Hallelujah.
We also want to feel led to kind of do the Living Bible translation of 1 Corinthians 2:16. It says, "How could he? For certainly he has never been one to know the Lord's thoughts or discuss them with him or to move the hands of God by prayer. But strange as it seems, we Christians actually do have within us a portion of the very thoughts and mind of Christ. The truth of the matter is we all need this last reason to know why we are somebody, and no one can take it away from you." Think of that.
Why don't you say it right now? I am somebody. I am God's body.
That's right. And that's who we are.
And don't forget that.
That's right.
Say it every day. Get it ingrained.
There's a lot of good stuff in this.
Yes, there really is.
Okay.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking these rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.